Chapter 2. Short-Range Air Defense Fundamentals. This chapter discusses the role of SHORAD and its capabilities, how SHORAD battalions and batteries are organized, and how they fit within divisional and brigade operational constructs in support of Army operations. Finally, this chapter provides commanders an overview and general guidance on how SHORAD organizations and capabilities integrate into combined arms operations, allowing flexibility to employ forces as they deem necessary. Overview. Short-range air defense is defined as capabilities that provide air defense against low-altitude air threats, FM3-01. The expanded definition of SHORAD is those dedicated ADA and non-dedicated air defense capabilities which enable movement and maneuver by destroying, neutralizing, or deterring low-altitude air threats to defend critical fixed and semi-fixed assets and maneuvering forces. SHORAD is comprised of dedicated and non-dedicated air defense capabilities. Dedicated air defense capabilities are provided by ADA branch formations manned by school-trained ADA soldiers. Dedicated emphasizes the ADA organization's primary mission, provide active air defense effects. Non-dedicated refers to contributions that Army forces, other than ADA, provide in the execution of AMD operations. The primary consideration is to defend themselves when dedicated systems are not available. Non-dedicated air defense is commonly referred to as Combined Arms for Air Defense, known as CAFAD. For more information on Combined Arms for Air Defense, see ATP3-01.8. Current dedicated SHORAD systems are the M-SHORAD, Avenger, Land-Based Phalanx Weapon System, Sentinel, and Forward Area Air Defense Command and Control. The Enduring Indirect Fire Protection capability is in development, and initial capabilities will be fielded in the near term. It will replace Avenger and the Land-Based Phalanx Weapon System. Indirect Fire Protection capability will defend theater and core-level fixed sites and division semi-fixed sites against cruise and tactical air-to-surface missiles, UASs, and RAM. Threat details are provided in Chapter 3. Note, Land-Based Phalanx Weapon System is used in lieu of counter-rocket, artillery, and mortar, known as CRAM system, throughout this document. It is one of the two current weapon systems in the Indirect Fire Protection Capability Avenger Battalion. Role of Short-Range Air Defense. The role of SHORAD is to defeat low-altitude air threats and provide directed early warning to supported maneuver forces and other designated critical assets in support of Army and joint operations. The low-altitude air threats consist of UASs, rotary-wing aircraft, fixed-wing aircraft, cruise missiles, and RAM. Threat details are provided in Chapter 3. SHORAD forces operate primarily at the tactical and operational levels. Tactical-level air defense operations support the overall objectives of the divisions, BCTs, and maneuver task forces. At this level, SHORAD forces include M-SHORAD, Avenger, and eventually indirect fire protection capability systems. SHORAD forces protect the maneuver forces and critical fixed and semi-fixed assets from air threats, thus reducing casualties and allowing the combat forces the freedom to maneuver and to conduct aggressive sustained operations. They also provide early warning by employing sensors to detect air, missile, and RAM attacks and disseminating attack warnings. At the operational level, SHORAD functions as a part of an ADA task force. The task force may include a mix of M-SHORAD, Avenger, Land-Based Phalanx Weapon System, and Stinger systems, integrated with Patriot or Terminal High Altitude Area Defense Forces, which may be used to provide early warning and defend fixed sites. SHORAD forces may also establish and maintain tactical data linkages to other service and multinational forces where available and appropriate to enhance defenses. Short-range air defense battalion organizations. SHORAD battalions are organized with different weapon and sensor systems based on their primary intended missions. M-SHORAD battalions are assigned or organic to divisions. Avenger battalions are deployed at theater, corps, and division levels. Indirect fire protection capability Avenger battalions are normally assigned at the theater or corps level. SHORAD battalion headquarters provides C2, administrative, and logistical support for SHORAD battalions and batteries, regardless of type. Logistical support must be focused to ensure sufficient resupply of SHORAD mission essential equipment and all classes of supplies throughout the battlefield. An M-SHORAD battalion is currently composed of one headquarters and headquarters battery, three M-SHORAD batteries, a manned portable air defense system battery, and one maintenance company. It is fielded to the active Army divisions. However, in the future, it will also be fielded to Army National Guard divisions. M-SHORAD battalions provide a maneuverable and survivable air defense capability in direct support of BCTs and their subordinate maneuver battalions, when so missioned, against rotary wing and fixed wing aircraft and UASs. A battalion's major items of equipment are the M-SHORAD systems, Sentinel radars, and Forward Area Air Defense C2. The M-SHORAD system is mounted on a Stryker vehicle and contains multiple weapon subsystems, onboard radars, and a Forward Area Air Defense C2 link. Avenger battalions include a headquarters and headquarters battery, three Avenger firing batteries with two firing platoons each, and a maintenance detachment. Avenger pure battalions exist in both the active Army and Army National Guard. Avenger battalions provide dedicated SHORAD defense from air threats. Avenger battalions include Avenger weapon system, Sentinel radars, and Forward Area Air Defense C2. The Avenger is a Stinger missile-based, vehicle-mounted air defense system, carrying up to 8 Stinger missiles in a ready-to-fire configuration. The Avenger system can be slewed on radar cue to the direction of an approaching air threat. The Stinger missile can also be removed from the Avenger and fired in a manned portable configuration if desired or necessary. The Sentinel AN/MPQ-64 provides persistent air surveillance and fire control quality data. Avenger batteries are in pure Avenger battalions fielded in the Army National Guard, composite Patriot Avenger battalions, and indirect fire protection capability Avenger battalions. The battery consists of a headquarters section, 2 platoons with 6 Avengers each, 4 to 8 Sentinel radars, depending upon the type battalion, and Forward Area Air Defense C2 systems. Avenger batteries normally defend critical assets at theater, corps, division, and BCT levels. Batteries generally deploy with their parent battalion or as separate batteries and are employed as batteries or platoons. The indirect fire protection capability Avenger battalion consists of a headquarters and headquarters battery, 2 indirect fire protection capability intercept batteries, an Avenger battery, and a maintenance company. The indirect fire protection capability Avenger battalion is normally assigned at the theater or corps level. The intercept batteries defend fixed assets and ground forces from RAM threats in support areas. RAM warn system provides early warning of impending RAM attacks through a network with capabilities internal to the intercept batteries and external to supported elements. The intercept batteries are equipped with interceptors, sensors, and C2 systems. Engagement and intercept of RAM threats are performed by the land-based Phalanx weapon system, a fast-reacting, short-range, fixed-emplacement system that detects and destroys incoming RAM in the air before they hit ground targets. The land-based Phalanx weapon system is comprised of a radar-slewed 20mm Gatling gun with automatic ammo handling system and search-and-track radar antennas, 2 60-kilowatt generator sets with a power distribution enclosure, and a chiller for cooling the weapons. All components are integrated on a flatbed semi-trailer. It is also capable of providing early warning without conducting an intercept. Sentinel radars and lightweight counter-mortar radars also provide data for both engagement and early warning. The sensors can classify and aid in the identification of air objects, facilitating situational awareness in proximity to a defended area and reducing the potential of fratricide incidents. In addition, the lightweight counter-mortar radar, supplemented with data extracted from other Army sensors, determines predicted points of impact for RAM munitions, enabling in-time warnings to at-risk forces and areas through the RAM warn system. Sensor data is available through the Forward Area Air Defense C2 nodes. Short-range air defense in support of Army operations. Operations are conducted to support all 4 Army strategic roles: operations to shape, operations to prevent, large-scale ground combat operations, and operations to consolidate gains. Operations to shape consist of various long-term military engagements, security operations and deterrence missions, and actions intended to assure friends, build partner capacity and capability, and promote regional stability. FM3O. SHORAD battalions plan and participate in building the capabilities of partner SHORAD forces. SHORAD battalions participate in multinational exercises to further coordination and interoperability. Operations to prevent include all activities to deter an adversary's undesirable actions. They are typically conducted in response to activities that threaten unified action partners and require the deployment or repositioning of credible forces in a theater to demonstrate the willingness to fight if deterrence fails. FM3O. Deployed SHORAD units with other AMD forces support the deterrence of an adversary's use of air capabilities to gain its objectives. SHORAD units are also critical elements in preventing an enemy's ability to successfully attack geopolitical sites and infrastructure in the homeland. SHORAD systems are emplaced in the National Capital Region, encompassing Washington, D.C. and some surrounding areas, to protect against air threats. Large-scale combat operations require the execution of multiple tasks synchronized and converged across multiple domains to create opportunities to destroy, dislocate, disintegrate, and isolate enemy forces, FM3O. SHORAD battalions may operate as part of ADA battalion task forces or independently in support of maneuver, fixed and semi-fixed assets designated by a division, corps, or higher commander. See Chapter 6 for more information on the execution of SHORAD operations. Consolidate gains are activities to make enduring any temporary operational success and to set the conditions for a sustainable security environment, allowing for a transition of control to other legitimate authorities, ADP3O. During transition, SHORAD assets provide air defense for maneuver, fixed and semi-fixed assets, an air picture to the supported team, and security. SHORAD supports the specific mission of the supported commander against air threats. SHORAD employment should remain flexible to support dynamic changes to the mission or task organization. While SHORAD employments are facilitated by principals and tenets, there are no set deployment directives. Fundamentally, SHORAD deployments, like all AMD deployments, are governed by operational needs with considerations of requirements, anticipated operational environment/threat, and the availability of ADA resources. Short-range air defense in the division. A SHORAD battalion may be organic or assigned to the division. If not an organic element, the battalion may be apportioned or placed in a command or support relationship. See Chapter 4. SHORAD provides air defense of the division commander's designated critical assets. Planning for SHORAD operations in the division is initiated by the SHORAD battalion commander and staff upon receipt of the mission from the division commander. The AMD element works for the SHORAD battalion commander and advises the commander and staff of division plans and operations. SHORAD battalion commander works with the AMD element and protection cell in identifying and planning the defense of critical assets and other protection requirements. The battalion commander advises the division commander and staff on AMD operations. The AMD element prepares the AMD portion of the fire's annex/plan in coordination with the commander. The AMD element synchronizes AMD plans and requirements with other divisional staff elements, such as the fire's cell and logistics sections. AMD cell personnel also collaborate with the battalion staff in integrating ADA organizations placed in support of the division or that are operating in the division's AO. For more information on the divisional AMD element, see FM3-01. Short-range air defense in support of the brigade combat team. A SHORAD battery is generally placed in a support relationship with a BCT. SHORAD platoons may be further task organized to support the brigade's maneuver formations. The SHORAD battery provides dedicated air defense capabilities to the BCT, augmented by the BCT's Combined Arms for Air Defense, known as CAFAD, capabilities. SHORAD batteries have habitual training relationships with BCTs within a division, but they will be task organized by the SHORAD battalion when conducting operations to support the division's plan. In support of the BCT and battalion task force, the battery or platoon maneuvers with the defended force, deterring and defeating air attacks. The SHORAD mission is defined by the BCT or battalion task force commander, who assigns air defense priorities. The SHORAD battery commander and platoon leaders develop their plans to allocate SHORAD systems to protect the designated priorities. The SHORAD unit commanders execute this plan in accordance with orders and published ROE. The Air Defense Airspace Management, ATAM, / Brigade Aviation Element, known as the BAE cell, is the primary Army airspace control element for the BCT. ADA personnel in the cell facilitate the BCT's awareness of the air environment. ADA personnel advise the BCT commander and staff of air engagements, coordinate for or with supporting ADA task-organized units, and assist in coordinating the airspace to enable rapid, unimpeded engagements. ATAM cell personnel maintain continuous contact with the SHORAD battery commander, ensuring that the commander is aware of the BCT's plans and that battery operations are synchronized with those of the BCT. The ATAM cell, in coordination with the SHORAD battery commander and executive officer, develops the air defense appendix of the fires annex for the BCT operation plan or order. Short-range air defense command and control. The Forward Area Air Defense C2 system of systems is fielded to SHORAD units and consists of common hardware, software, communications equipment, and shelters to meet the C2 and engagement needs of SHORAD battalions. Forward Area Air Defense C2 supports the AMD mission by providing near real-time early warning and queuing information, correlated air track and C2 information, and intelligence assessments to higher, adjacent, and subordinate SHORAD units. Computer displays allow commanders to access the air picture, situation reports, enemy assessments, and friendly forces. The Forward Area Air Defense C2 system has the capability to interface with other Army C2 systems through the Air and Missile Defense Workstation. The Air and Missile Defense Workstation is integrated in Forward Area Air Defense C2 equipped battalions at the ADA Battery and Battalion Command Posts, as well as in the Air Defense Planning and Control System at divisions. The Forward Area Air Defense C2 provides air situational awareness to the supported force and alerts and cues SHORAD weapons. The Forward Area Air Defense C2 systems support land-based phalanx weapon system batteries by receiving and correlating sensor inputs and then alerting the intercept system and the sense and warn elements of an impending RAM attack. Short-range air defense planning, preparing, and execution. SHORAD planning is a continuous process which occurs at all levels of command. The Area Air Defense Commander at the theater level publishes the Area Air Defense Plan, which provides critical planning information to include identification criteria, weapon control statuses, air defense warnings, and self-defense criteria. The Area Air Defense Plan establishes a baseline from which further planning can occur and is regularly modified via the publication of subsequent orders and special instructions. The SHORAD Air Defense Plan at the BCT and battalion level is developed using the Subordinate Area Air Defense Plans and AMD orders from the SHORAD unit's higher headquarters. As the plan is being developed, the SHORAD commander begins preparing the unit for the mission. Preparation includes reconnaissance and defense design, which considers selection and occupation of position, crew and unit rehearsals and drills, and continuous coordination with the supported element and the parent ADA unit. Chapters 4, 5, and 6 address planning, preparing, and execution in detail. SHORAD operations are baselined on centralized planning and decentralized execution. This is driven by both the typical organization of SHORAD battalions. In the divisional construct, SHORAD batteries are task-organized under separate BCTs. And the reality that SHORAD weapon systems can often be located many miles from their parent headquarters. Decentralized execution of SHORAD operations places engagement decisions at the individual crew and weapons system. This increases the likelihood that a hostile aircraft or missile will be engaged as soon as it comes within range of an ADA weapon system.